Carolyn, I'm right with you. I loved getting brand new notebooks. I still sometimes like to walk through Staples just to see all the perfect, nice. I'm just so weird. I love all of that new stuff, and nothing's more frustrating than when you make that first mistake in your new notebook, or you erase it and it tears the paper, or it makes a big smudge or things like that. I'm just such a sucker for anything that's new. The new smell, the shininess and sparkliness of it all, the freshness, the fact that it's jam-packed with possibilities. Anything could happen. I love that. Things that are kind of worn and tired and old. I will never decorate my house in that kind of antique-y country style because it's all worn and old and beautiful for some, and I like it to be shiny and new. And that's part of why I love a new year and why I love New Year's Day, because it feels like the whole year stretches out ahead of you and anything's possible. It's shiny and it's new and it's wide open and anything could happen, which is why I still make resolutions. Jay told me this morning he's given up on them. I still make them. I don't think I've ever kept one New Year's resolution in my life. But I like the fact that it's possible. You know, at the beginning of the year, it's possible. This is the year that I'm going to eat well. This is the year that I'm not going to spend money that I don't have. This is the year that I'm going to be friends with the person who's mean to me. What a fantastic answer from your kid. You two should be just proud of him. And I love that. And I think that one of the things that got me excited about the fact that New Year's Day was on a Sunday this year was because how often do we really take the time and reflect on what's gone before to think through what's coming next? We might give it a few moments here or there. We might make resolutions because somebody at work or somebody at school or wherever we are is going to ask us, "What's your New Year's resolution?" So we better have an answer ready. And one that's not too hard to keep, or that they can't prove that we broke in like by Monday. I like the fact that we can come to this place, that we can sit in a place where God is present, where the busyness and the chaos and all of the other things, we can kind of leave them outside the walls. We call this place a sanctuary, and we call it a sanctuary because it's intended to be a safe place. It's intended to be a place set apart, a place where we can gather together, we can sit, we can breathe deep of whatever it is the Spirit of God has to offer us in this place. And so I decided that this morning, rather than doing a traditional sermon, we would spend time in prayer and reflection. We would take the time to listen for what it is that God has to say to us, to reflect back on the year that has gone, to confess the things that we have not confessed, to speak to God our sorrow over all the things that didn't go the way we wanted them in 2011, and then to share with Him our hopes and our dreams and our longings for the coming year. And so there's going to be times of silence. I'll lead us through this. Do this how you need to do it. If you need to close your eyes or leave your eyes open, if you need to jot down notes, I'm pretty sure if you don't have a pen, somebody near you probably does, if that helps for you to write down your thoughts. Take this time to be quiet with God, and let's pray together. Father, we bow our heads before you who make all things new. The words of that song say it all, God. Whatever has marked us, has harmed us, has stained us, you make new. You have the power to wash it away, to take the ugly and the broken and the diseased parts of us and redeem them. Turn them into beautiful, incredible tributes to your own glory. God, we bow our heads before you who made the heavens and the earth, who put the fish in the sea and the animals on the land and the birds in the air. You who shaped people in all of the complexity of who we are. Our brains and the synapses that join and connect, and our ability to learn new things, our ability to walk and run and dance and laugh and speak and be in relationship, all of this, God, you created. You make tiny babies perfect in every way. God, you walk beside us through our daily lives, not satisfied to stay where you are, simply worshiped, but coming, looking for us, stepping out of heaven to become a man so that we could know you. God, you are truly extraordinary. And whatever words we try to put, we know that you are indescribable. You are uncontainable. There is no box we can build that is big enough to hold you. God, I pray that you would forgive us for trying to make you fit into our boxes. I pray that you would forgive us for all of the ways we dishonor you, sometimes simply by dishonoring ourselves. God, we come here on the first day of a new year, and we look back at the year that has gone, and God, we know that we have not always glorified you. We know that whether it is things we have said or done, or things that we have not said or not done, we have sinned against you and against others. We have not lived up to the full potential, the abundant life that you want for us. God, I pray that you would draw to mind those things that we need to confess in this place. That just in the quiet, in the holiness of this set-apart sanctuary, you would speak to us, and you would hear as we speak from the depths of our hearts to you, as we confess to you whatever it is that we need to confess in this place. Hear us, Lord God. God, we confess that too often our attention has been consumed with ourselves and the people closest to us, and we have given no thought to those in our larger community, our country or our world, those who suffer because of injustice, who suffer because of poverty and war and all the horrors that come when you are not king. God, I pray that you would open our eyes and our minds and our hearts to those larger sins, that we would confess to you in this place, not just the things that are directly affecting ourselves and those around us, but all the ways that we have contributed to the ugly parts of our world around us. God, it's hard to be reminded of sin. It's hard to just sit and quietly reflect on our imperfections and unholiness. God, let us never be satisfied with the answer, "Well, I'm only human." May we strive to be human as you created us to be, filled with life and love and hope, filled with joy, filled with courage and strength. God, even though we stray from you, you still bless us. You still surround us with your presence. You still provide for us. And God, we look back over this year and we see not just all that we have done or not done that is wrong, but all that you have done that is good. And God, I pray that you would hear us as we offer to you our gratitude and our thanks this morning. I pray that you would listen and be glorified as we speak our thanks to you for all the ways that you have blessed us this last year. Father, you are a good God, and sometimes it's hard to see your goodness in the midst of our own pain and our own suffering, the things that weigh us down. God, I pray on behalf of these here. I pray for relief from the burdens. I pray for hope where there's despair, for joy where there is depression, for faith where there is anxiety. God, I pray that we would see ourselves the way that you see us, that you would see us, that we would see ourselves as beautiful, beloved children. Father, we come before you with an entire year stretched out in front of us. A year with possibilities, but also a year with fears. For some more than others, God, the unknown of what lies ahead is one of the most frightening things. It's not an exciting opportunity. God, I pray that you would set our fear at ease, that we would be able to trust you, to rest in your secure arms, and know that whatever happens, wherever we go, you will not drop us. You will not fail us. God, we speak to you our hopes and our dreams and our fears and our desires for the coming year. Hear us as we pray them this morning. Everlasting God, we place our days within your care. We trust you and praise you for your faithfulness in the past and for your constant care. We put ourselves into your keeping to guard and guide us this day and every day. And in this place, we offer our lives for your service through Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. If you know the words, follow along. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.